Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone!
Welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. We are here together live in Jersey City.
Ooh, cheers to Jersey City. We're having some margaritas. It's a football Sunday.
Yes. And we have, and we were like, let's just do a random
extra episode, a surprise episode for all of our favorite people.
Yes. So thank you so much for tuning in today on a Sunday. I have the Sunday scaries. How about you?
I have the everyday scaries. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of every single day that I have to wake up and go out into the world.
No, I feel the same way, though, lately. I usually wouldn't, but, yeah, lately it's every day. But, yeah, Sundays, just, they freak me out because I know I have to prepare, get ready. I like to, like, do my laundry, my sheets this day, so... Yeah, but today we are here to watch some football, something I don't normally do, but it's been really fun. We've been guessing all the games. Oh, this is another thing. I messaged Gracie and I was like, wait, what teams are playing today? Because I was like, maybe I'll color coordinate. And she goes, there's 12 teams playing today. I'm like,
no,
what?
No. There's 22 teams playing. There's 11 games.
What?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, wait, that's right. Yeah, there's 12 games.
11 games.
Or 11, 11. Sorry, 11 games. And there's 22
teams, yeah.
Teams. So a lot, I did not know. Is this every week?
Every Sunday, yeah. Sunday is a big football day.
Wow.
There's like one game on Thursdays mm-hmm. and one game on Mondays. Sometimes there's like a special Saturday, right, babe?
Wild card during the playoffs.
Oh, okay, they'll do a Saturday. But for the most
part...
College football is usually on Saturdays, yeah. But so NFL is Sundays.
Okay. And...
You know our boy Travis Kelce's playing today.
Yes, yeah, which we will see. We have another TV.
Yeah, we have two TVs.
Specifically for us to rewind and fast forward for Taylor Swift.
Yes. Thanks, Neil.
Yeah, thank you so much. And... We have Gracie's signature cocktail us today.
A little bit light on the Aperol. I was out, but that's
yes,
okay.
But very, very heavy on the tequila.
Tequila, yes.
Which I love. I'm like, no, this is perfect. She's like, I don't know if this
it's
is
really
like,
good.
Gonna be good. It's delicious. It's
this
so
one,
good.
This batch is a little too tart, I would say. Mm. But that's okay. It's good.
But I like drinks like this. Like, I'm fine with this.
Yeah, it's delicious.
And I think that's why, like, I like mezcal, like, stuff like that.
I almost
like,
got mezcal.
Oh, really?
I love it. I should have got it. But that was really cheap. That tequila was really cheap, and it's pretty good.
Jaja. And you said it was here, distributed here in Jersey City?
It got imported by Jersey City.
Oh. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Imported
by Proximo Spirits, Jersey City, New Jersey. We love that. Wow. That's probably why it's so cheap.
And it's gluten-free. And that's why I love tequila, because tequila is that kind of drink that you can drink and you'll be fine.
Yeah. I always feel great
yeah.
after I drink tequila.
Oh, yeah. I always feel incredible, actually. Now, on the way here, I almost become a millionaire.
Oh, my God.
As I was driving, a Rolls Royce almost plowed into me, guys. And I saw my life flash before my eyes, but I also...
You also
I
had
smelled
the, like,
the money.
Like, the Mr. Krabs, like, eyes yes, turned to, like, yes. dollar signs.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was like, it's over for this person.
Yeah.
But we didn't. But I also get so anxious, like, to, like, of crashing on a parkway. Like, I freak out.
Were you on the turnpike?
Or, I'm sorry, turnpike.
Turnpike,
yes.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Oh, my God. But, Noah, the worst place that my car ever broke down was right, in front of the toll to get into the Lincoln Tunnel.
I swear to God. That is horrible.
It was an absolute fucking nightmare. It was
the worst.
So embarrassing. So horrible. Everyone was so mad at me.
They were like beeping until you get the fuck out of the way.
And I was like, my car literally stopped fucking working. It was a nightmare. It was, You remember we went to that comedy show together?
Yes.
And I drove.
Yes.
The next week, I went to another comedy show to see one of the guys who was in that comedy show, and that's when it broke down.
Oh,
my God. This is in 2014. Gosh. Absolute fucking nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Hated it.
And it was at Caroline's?
Yeah, Caroline's is closed. Did you know that?
What?
I know. It closed.
Like, forever, permanently? That is disgusting.
I know.
Why did they close? Like, because of the pandemic?
I feel like probably, yeah, but I don't know. It's, like, it's really expensive to, like, have it's, like, right in Times Square. It's expensive, even though Times Square is the fucking worst.
Right.
But, like,
that is so sad. When I was doing comedy, I almost took a class with them.
You should have.
Oh. And it was cool because, like, they, like, will, you know, workshop with you.
Yeah.
And then the final, your final performance is in front of, like, friends, family. Like, you invite everybody to come with all the other people in
the class.
In the class.
The workshop, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted to do that. Yeah, but that's so sad. Oh, my God.
I know.
And it was a nice place, too. It was clean. It was, like,
I really like the Gotham Comedy Club. That's also
Gotham.
Gotham is good, too.
Love Gotham Comedy Club.
I've been there twice.
Yeah.
Both times it was to see the same person. Actually, the person who we saw.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, one of the people who we saw.
Okay. Are you not saying their name because is it the same guy
No, it's not the one who got canceled. Brent Morin is the person who
I'm like, are you not saying it? Because
no, I've seen I've seen Brent Morin too many times. I'm never going to a show again.
Is their show still on? Remember they had a show?
No, that show is off. It got canceled after like two seasons.
Okay, got it.
But that was a cool concept they did because they were like all stand-up comedians.
I loved it.
So they were like to promote the show. They went on like a little mini stand-up comedy tour, the four of them. Which was really cool that they did that, because I think it was a really great way to promote the show. It was neat.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea to do.
All right, well, anyway.
I also went to bed at 3 a.m.
Oh, I heard about that.
I literally texted
you. I know, at 3. I woke up in, like, the middle of the night or something to pee, and I was like, 3? How is he going to wake up and get here? Like,
And that's why you texted me this morning, like, hey, so what's your ETA? But no, I'm really good. I'm really like I would never say like yes, I'm coming and then be like, "Oh, no, like I know myself."
Yeah.
So but yeah, I don't know what happened. I think it was cuz I had pasta and now I have pasta again. We just ate pasta,
I know.
But it's fine. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
What time did you get back from your friend's house?
Midnight.
Okay, and then you just like
so she's in Cliffside Park.
That's far.
Yeah.
It's like farther than here.
Yeah, farther than here. Yeah.
They have an apartment? Or they still live at home?
Yeah, it's an apartment. Yeah. It's like, it's a house, but it's an apartment. Like,
they live together?
Broke. Yes.
The sisters? Okay.
Yeah. No, not the sisters.
Oh.
Her and the boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was really fun. We made Halloween pizzas, so we designed
vegan
them.
Cheese, of course.
Yes, vegan cheese.
Which one do you recommend? The shreds.
Oh, Violife.
Really?
Yeah, the one you got. Gracie got Violife, and when I saw it, I was like, perfect.
I love Chow.
I've never heard of Chow.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Oh, C-H-A-O. I can't remember the, like, name of the brand.
I need to look it up.
Let me look it up.
I feel like I've eaten, like, almost every vegan cheese.
It's Field Roast.
All I see is Trevor Lawrence. Ah! But I just went up. I'm
Handsome
like, oh.
Squidward. It's these.
Oh,
they're so fucking good. They're the
okay,
best.
And they melt well.
They melt so
yes.
well. It's so
that's,
good.
That's all I want in a cheese.
It's
for
perfect.
It to be vegan is for it to melt.
That one is
for
really
it to
good.
Taste good.
That one is really good.
Yeah,
it
so,
tastes almost like mozzarella. Exactly
yes,
like mozzarella. It's
that,
like pretty good.
That brand is my number one.
That's my number one too.
And
they
then
didn't have
number
it in my
two,
shop right.
Oh. I guess it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
And then my number two is Violife.
Yeah.
Because that is very similar
yeah.
to that. And like when that cheese melts, it gets like creamy.
Oh,
which
good.
Is
okay.
good.
That's
like that's
good.
What
yeah,
you
yeah,
want.
Yeah.
You don't want like, you know how it is. Like you've had cheese
yeah,
where
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like nasty. So.
But did you have the vegan pizza at my birthday? You did,
yes.
obviously, right?
Yeah,
I
it
feel
was
like
good.
They used Violife,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
yeah,
I think they used Violife because it was, like, that consistency.
It's
so.
Good. It's like a, like, when you chew it, it's kind of like a weird, like, sticky texture, but it's
yeah.
still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, they didn't see the, I went there, I was like, I'm going to get the chow.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have it. They have it at the shop right in North Brunswick, though.
Right, yeah.
And my, but like our ShopRite is like a different parent company.
Oh, like that, yes, like a different Sega company.
ShopRites,
yes.
Ours is in Sarah ShopRites. Okay, and they're okay. All under like the Wakefern.
Completely, yeah. Right,
like whatever, but so it's a little bit different. Like each we place do, is yeah, different. We do have like Bowl and Basket everything and like, you know, whatever. But okay. Like, it's a little bit different because it's not the same like, you know what I mean? It's a yes. Sarah ShopRite instead of a Saker ShopRite.
Yeah.
But,
and they are, like, it's the same company, but they're different like, owners. Yes. That's, yeah. That's the
exactly,
thing.
Yeah. So. But then I Googled, like, top vegan cheeses, and, like, mm-hmm. a bunch of Viola Life ones were in, like, this top, and it wasn't, like, that one specifically, yeah, but, like, yeah. other ones were, so yeah, I was, like, all I'm gonna good. Get that one, because yeah. there's, like, Vita Life. There's other ones too. Diet's bad.
Diet is looks disgusting. Bad. It is so just looks gross.
Bad. It doesn't, just looks bad. No one
it
wants
doesn't
that.
Melt well. But every yeah. company, like every big company that like tries to do a vegan option, they always do diet. And I'm like,
and it's
why?
Awful, it's awful because it's probably cheap because it's been on the market for so long.
Probably.
And that's what it is. Yeah. Oh my God.
Also, one thing I am gonna say because we're watching the football game currently. And the New York Giants and the New York...
They play in New Jersey.
Yes, and the New York
they
Nets.
They play in New Jersey. No. Yeah. The New I York, mean, the Jets. And the Giants. Yeah, the Nets used to be in New Jersey.
Oh.
But now they're in Brooklyn. I will never forgive Jay-Z for what he did to Beyonce, and I will never forgive him for what he did to New Jersey. Now we only have the Devils. That's yeah. it. We have one team.
Oh.
And we're the best state in the world.
Oh, and they play Prudential. So
yes, I was okay. there. That's where I went.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right. I almost was like, what did Jay-Z do to Beyonce? But I know it was the whole cheating thing. Lemonade. Lemonade era. That was incredible. And then...
You know when a girl says she's in her Beyonce Lemonade era, that something went wrong.
Yeah, that's like... That was okay. That was always my favorite album until this new one came along.
I didn't love it.
I know a lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people hated it, and that's fine. No, can I say something? I hated it too when it first came out. I hated
maybe they'll grow on me.
Her new album. I was like, this is disgusting. Yeah, especially she has one song called Virgo.
Virgo's Groove. I know.
Yeah, and I love that song. That's a fun
I know,
song.
I know. I really love. Lemonade, her self-titled one that she dropped is like a surprise.
Yes, that was a good one.
Like probably one of my favorite albums.
Yes,
I really love
Shut
that
it
album.
Down,
it's so
no,
good.
Smack yeah, it, yeah, smack yeah, it yeah, yeah, the, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had like those.
And that song with her and Drake is really good. And then fucking
yes.
Third Eye Blind covered it.
Oh,
I know. It's really good.
Wow.
And they, I saw them on tour, and they had played it like a couple nights before I went, and they didn't play it when I saw them, and I was so mad. I would have like, I would have literally like cried if they
You're
played
like,
it.
I'm gonna KMS.
I'm gonna kill myself. Allegedly.
Allegedly. At work, I've been saying that a lot, and I'm like, you need to stop.
I've been saying it so much, though, and my friends was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you going to kill yourself? And I'm like, no.
Right, yeah, no, it's not real. It's not real. Well, my one coworker and I will say it, and like, sometimes I forget that people are around, and I will say it, and I'm like,
I know.
I'm like, I don't want them to think
and,
that.
And some people don't like those kinds of jokes.
Right,
and I'm
yes.
like... All right.
But
sorry.
We're so, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm so past that. Like, if you have an issue with it, like, I'm sorry. Like, that's your own personal problem.
Yeah. I won't say it in front of certain people who I know will really struck a nerve with.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no.
And I respect their opinion.
Oh,
yeah,
my
I'm
gosh.
Like, that's
please.
Fine.
If I know yeah. something, I would never say that. Yeah. yeah. But, you know, it's that kind of thing. Like, our world's going to shit. Everyone's in war. Like, let me have fun and say I'm going to kill myself, allegedly.
Yeah. Let me have a little bit of fun.
Come yeah, on. Let me have some fun.
Let's have some fun. This
beat
is
sick.
all right. You guys, I took a solid core class. And honestly...
Oh, yeah, wait. What is that?
Oh, my God.
Solid
core. I can't even describe it. There was, like...
Is it, like, core? Like, your core?
No, it was, like, a full body exercise.
Oh,
there's,
okay.
like... I can't remember what they called it. A carriage? I don't know. There's, like, a thing that you're on that, like, slides, and there's, like, tension, so it's, like, weighted.
Wait, like Pilates?
It was very similar to
oh,
Pilates,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was really, really, really hard, but
It's hard.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I had the best time because I was like sweating. I was feeling good. Yeah. I could tell that my body was going to be sore, and I could tell I strengthened my muscles. Yes. And it felt amazing. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I want to take one of those classes because I do Pilates like on the side, like on my own. But yeah. I want to take the classes where they have the machines and you go up and down and stuff like that. That's so good, like, for your body. Yeah,
it was really
just
good.
Just in general.
I did a bar class, too, the week before that was really hard. It was similar. Like, it was full body. It was really hard. Not like, really weighted, though. Mm-hmm. But I was, like, next to one of the... So there was, like, the coach who was running the class.
Okay.
And then the girl who was next to me was, like, also a coach there, but she was just taking this class.
Okay.
And at the end of the class, she, like, gave me, like, a fist bump. She was like this, like, I gotta give it up to you. Like, because I did a good job. Good. It was my first time.
Especially first time, yeah.
I know. I was very, like...
That's good.
I was in my bag a little.
You should. No, but you should be, because that is so difficult
to do. It was hard, but, like...
It really is.
I really did well with the leg stuff, because my legs are strong, but, like, my legs are also tight, because I walk so much. Like,
okay.
And stuff, so, like...
And that, honestly, might have helped you, because you walk and you're, like, active.
So, it's good. It was good. I did, like, a free trial of ClassPass.
Okay.
And I think I'm gonna try and, like, stick with it. It's, like, $60 a month.
Yeah, it's
which
a
is
little,
a little pricey.
Yeah, it is a little pricey.
But I really like, if I just joined a gym for like $10 or $20,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't go.
Right.
With the class pass, you book a class. You go at that time. You go to the class.
Yeah.
So I will spend You're a held little accountable. More if it's going to help me hold myself accountable.
Yes.
And like, I feel like any money you spend on bettering yourself
mm-hmm.
is like money well spent.
Oh,
you know
100%.
What I mean?
Yeah, especially something like this. It's really important. Yeah.
Like every time I buy a salad, that's $20. I'm like, it's a salad though. It's better for me.
It's good for you.
Anytime I get sweet green.
Rummage.
I'm like, the roughage. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And I went hatchet throwing.
Yes, you did.
It was actually really good. Like, at first, I was horrible. I was not doing well. I was missing it every single time. And then all of a sudden, I started getting it.
It's hard. That shit's
heavy. It's heavy, and you really have to, like, throw. And, then when I started getting it, that's it. It was over. I was doing bullseyes every single time. It was much fun. Yeah. I'm like, I want one at my house now.
What'd you go with?
We did it for like a work outing, like for my...
Oh, for work.
Yes,
I forgot.
For work.
Yes.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Because
that was like a work outing with a hatchet, like hatchet throwing. But at the same time, I was like, that's cool.
Did you get to drink?
No, but we were able, but we ate, we had food, and it was really fun, though.
Yeah.
It was fun because, like, you, like, have to, like, kind of lean on your other team members, like, to do different challenges and stuff.
Oh,
so it was
so
really...
it's not just throwing it. There's,
it
like,
wasn't,
games
there
involved.
Were, like, games. Yeah.
Okay.
It was really cool. It was really cool. I would definitely do it. I know it's expensive to go. I think it's, like, $65 or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just to do it for, like, an hour. It's expensive.
It's expensive.
But it was fun. I'm happy
Did
I
work
went.
Pay?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You know.
Yes,
you know.
And that is why I attended.
Oh, good. Okay,
so.
Great. Good. Amazing.
Yeah, like, let me take advantage of
this. Yeah, hell yeah. Okay, so my coworker went with her mom and her brother to this place in New York called Break Bar. So it's a bar.
Okay.
And you go into the bar. And you, like, have your drinks, you have your, like, mm-hmm. your little appetizers, whatever.
Yeah.
Then, after that, you get to go in the back, and you get to break all of the dishes that you used.
What?
While you were there. And other shit. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to do
it's
that.
It's, like, people to get their, like, anger out. Like,
yeah.
I should do that. I've been really angry lately.
Yeah. No, lately, I have been, like, so wild. Like, all of a sudden, I'm, like,
grumpy.
I'm like, on
a
rampage.
Mood. Yeah. I feel so bad.
Yeah, no,
I'm
but
sorry,
you know what?
Everybody.
It's not only us. I have other friends that have said the same thing. They're, like, I just feel very, like, heavy. Like, a lot is happening.
The weight of the world is on our shoulders.
Yeah. Literally, the weight of, like, our world is literally on our shoulders.
I know.
And I think that's because, like, everything's so, like, close to us, like, in our, like, on our phones. So, like, we know everything
I know.
That's happening. When, like, years ago, like, you didn't know what was happening. Like, when were kids,
no,
we
I agree with you.
We didn't know, like, what was happening, that, like, bombs were like, blowing people up. Like, we didn't know anything like that.
I know.
Now it's like, you know every single thing, word for word.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everything that happened. So it's like, I feel like it's very heavy on us.
Yeah.
And we take it all, like, in. So, I don't know. I think it's, like, that and just, I don't know. But I've been the same way. I've been very, like quick to fight. Yeah. Quick to, yeah.
It's just, it's like, all the overstimulation of it all, for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think so. But that's really fun, breakage. Yeah, that's actually...
Break bar.
A break bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how much it is?
I have no idea.
Okay, that would be fun.
She told me, like, last year.
But the only thing is with those places, did you ever see those videos of the people that go and they, like, have breakdowns?
They're, like, cry.
They're, like, crying. Like, that'd
be
a lot
me.
Of
that would be me. I would
like,
stop.
It was a lot. Like, it was a lot for them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's cool. I do want to still do it. Like, I still want to break things.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah. All right. Another update. Neil.
What?
Saquon!
That's why I was pointing at the tickler
at the bottom. Oh, you're pointing at the
bird. Someone just scored something.
He's on my team. He's on my fantasy team.
Oh, wait. So does that mean you get points?
He has 14.4 points. And it's only the like about to be the end of the first.
Okay, I've done a fantasy team with The Bachelor. And I, like, barely watch it. Okay, wait. This is really fun.
Devontae 7.3.
Can I see your scoreboard, your thing?
Yeah.
Was it called the
markup? I'm
probably
going to lose. Maybe not.
Okay, but that's fine. That's cool. Wait, this is very complicated, it looks like.
This guy did really bad. He got 1 point.
So the green is the people you chose?
No, this is my entire team.
Green's the ones that are playing right now.
Yeah, green's who's playing.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Wow. Morgan has a really good quarterback. Lamar Jackson.
Mm.
He's got 25 points right now. All right. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What was I gonna say? I don't even fucking remember. I love my You're principal.
Like... Oh, okay. We love. No, I was like, I don't know what you said. These drinks are already hitting me. I'm scared.
I know. I'll make another one. You can sleep over.
I'll go to work. Like. Right. Yeah, through here, yeah.
You wouldn't be the first person to sleep on this couch, and you will not be the last. Neil's friend Phil comes over, and he'll like, sleep over.
Yeah.
And he just, like, passes out. Like,
yeah.
Like,
sitting up.
Just, it's like, sitting up, like, belt still on. Like, like this. And he's, like, taller than Neil.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is a very, like,
it's a good couch.
It's an inviting couch.
Yes.
I just love it. I think it's also because it's, like, yellow. I like, it's a positive
couch.
Color.
I searched high and low.
Yeah,
for a
no.
good couch. I'm a big fan. There are some qualms I have, I will say.
Yeah.
But it's a good couch. We paid, like, $1,600 for it.
$1,600?
Yeah, $1,600.
Oh, okay. No, I love it.
But what I love about it, it's Sabai Design. S-A-B-A-I.
Okay.
Is the brand. Sabai Design. And, oh, shit. I'm sorry.
No, like, come
I'm not close to the microphone. And I'm lounging on the couch. Sorry, you guys.
No, all of a sudden, she just started lounging. She's like, and anyway, I love.
And you know, and with the couch. it is made to order. So I put the order in, and then they started making the couch. So it came in, like, 6 weeks.
Oh.
It took 6 weeks, and it came in, like, 6 boxes.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to put it together.
Oh, then you guys built it. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I put it together. But I like that it's made to order because that's sustainable. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They just don't, they have, like, I'm sure they have, like, a couple of, they have, like, because they made them to take, like, photos and stuff. But, like, then... What I also love about this couch is that every single piece of it is replaceable. So, like, let's say, like, this cushion's not doing so well right now. It's
okay.
very misshapen.
Yeah.
In a few years, when it gets really fucked up and bent out of shape, I'm going to want to buy a new cushion, right?
Oh.
I can just buy the cushion.
Oh,
or let's say I spill an entire bottle of red wine on the cover.
Right. Oh, my
and
gosh.
And I can't get the stain out.
Yeah.
Which I will say that it's very forgiving with stains. Like, there's only a couple, like, permanent stains on here, but mostly we've been able to
there's
get things
off. There's literally
nothing
they're,
on they're
here.
They're really, they're honestly, really... a lot of them are what you're sitting on there.
Oh, okay.
A lot of them, like, are down there.
I am hiding them.
No, yeah, but I could just replace the cushion cover. Or say something like the cat will scratch the arm.
Yes.
I can just replace one of the arms.
Wow.
So, like, as it gets damaged, I can replace
it. You could just replace
without having to get a whole nother couch.
Oh,
which
that's
I really
great.
Like. And
because couches are pricey.
They're expensive. And also, you can build upon this couch. Like, I can make it bigger.
Oh,
if I want
got it,
at
got
some
it,
point.
Got
like
it.
By adding their like extenders. Yeah, we can buy an ottoman. There's like a matching love seat, but like we can buy
it can be a sectional.
Yeah, it can be a sectional. Like I can add on to it. It has that capability. Yeah. Which is what
that.
I really, really like. Like, we have, like, a mini sectional kind of right now.
Yeah,
it's got,
this
like, the chaise part.
Yes.
And this, which I was like, that's good because, like, one of us
it's
can
perfect.
Lay there and one of us can lay here. Like, mm-hmm. It's great. I really, really love this couch. We are not sponsored, you guys.
Yeah, that is another thing. We are not sponsored.
I slept on this couch.
Okay.
I sleep on it. I fall asleep on it all the time.
Yeah.
When Neil broke his leg and, like, he needed to be in the bed by himself for, like, the first couple of days I slept here and I was fine. After a few days, I was, like, my back hurts a little because it's so firm, but, like...
It is very comfy.
It's very comfortable. Yes. Like, it's good. Like, I could sleep on here for, like, 3 nights in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. It's
great. Oh, yeah. It's definitely. Good. I do love it.
Yeah. Oh, my coaster. But, yeah, anyway, yeah, I love my principal.
Oh, it's right there.
She's got my back.
Okay, well... That is right, going right from like we love
well,
the
I
yellow.
That's not for the pot. That's how she talks normally.
Yeah.
And that's on ADHD, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And no, but like I was talking about that before, and then George said something, and then I was talking about the couch. But no, honestly, I've never felt so supported in a job. And like I was like really like having a hard time at work.
Yeah.
And she was like, got your back, like I hired you because I trust you, like it's gonna be fine.
I
like,
love
we
that.
Will go meet with those people together, like
yeah
I love her.
Yes,
I'm a big
anything could be fixed.
I'm a big fan of her, like
I love that. But that okay, that is what you need in a leader, like as the principal, she's the leader, like she and that is a
and
perfect
she's empathetic,
representation.
But she's also like she's tough, but she's empathetic and
you
she's
have
great.
To be yeah
and I'm like a big fan of it.
You have to be tough, but you also have to be understanding.
And fair,
you have to have it all. You really, you know, to be
and
in charge of
no,
something.
No, I know. And she does a really, really good job.
That's good. And that will benefit her because she'll have people that want to stay as to people wanting to leave. And that's
people
really
stay
important.
At this school.
There's
not a lot of job turnover. As,
yeah.
You know, so it's good.
And that's important. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's like what we need nowadays in this world. And I feel like our generation is... probably gonna be the one that will help in this, but like to have like for employment when you are like in charge of something to be understanding, and at the same time you have to be hard on people too, but like
yeah
you have to have that balance.
I feel like clear guidelines of what you're supposed to do in your role, what your responsibilities are, and like a good reward and punishment system is really important. Like people should feel people should get rewarded.
Yes.
If they do something really, really, for a really good job well done.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, slacking off, there's got to be, like, a slap on the wrist.
Right.
You know what I mean? You've got to get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just the way we need to operate. Like, you can't, but it's good. I'm enjoying it now better at work.
That's
so
good.
It's better. But
that's
anyway.
Good. I'm happy.
All right, you guys. This has been almost 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
No, we just have to do it in person more often.
Yeah, we just, that's it. We just, and be a little booze. No, I am, I'm feeling it every time I go to take a sip, and I almost grabbed the mic the last time.
Live, laugh, love. We love that.
Live, laugh, love. Oh, my mom's calling.
All right, hold on.
This is a perfect time for a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break.
Enjoy the sponsorship.
Enjoy.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
Michael, do you love being on the podcast?
Nope.
Michael, do you like the podcast?
Oh, I hope it got it. Hey, everyone, we are back. My mom called.
Felicia told me that I look good in anything and everything, and I almost cried.
I know, like, we should have kept that in the podcast.
She's the best.
Oh, wait, and how was the Halloween? It was a Halloween party?
It was, like, my friend played a show, like, a concert, like, a little, like a gig, and, like,
okay.
So it was, like, in this warehouse.
Oh, the one performing.
She was performing.
Yes, yeah.
And she, that cool. Everyone check out Torps Bride on Spotify, TORPPS Bride.
I could just add, I'll add the link on the bottom.
Oh, perfect. We're going to add the link. If you like clowns and you like, screaming a little and you like synth pop, gothy emo stuff.
Ooh, okay.
And like a little scary stuff, that she's your vibe. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the music video for her song. It was really fun.
Okay, it was her. Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
She did that one last and I was singing it with her. I was like, ah.
I love it. Oh my God. Yeah, everyone looked really
good.
That's
one of my besties. Yeah. She's the best. But yeah, no, and then, so it was like, but it was a costume contest. But we left before they announced the winner.
Okay.
Nobody knew what I was. I was mad. Someone was like, oh, you were the grandma. And I was like,
grandma? You didn't
look like a grandma with their ass out? We're 32 minutes in.
I was checking to see if the mic was picking up the mic.
Oh, grandma. Wait.
I said sexy aunt. Somebody else's aunt.
Whatever.
Okay, to me, it was...
It
wait,
looked
first,
like how she
just...
looked in the app outfit.
To me, this didn't look like a grandma. I don't know.
Who would have... Well, whose grandma would be dressed like that?
Look up the voice actor for Leela from Futurama. That's who you're...
I know. I look like Katie Sagal. I know.
Katie Sagal, yeah. Sexy aunt.
Oh my God. All right. Well, I loved it. It looked really fun. All right. We do have one. We literally just have one reality TV.
I know. It's just like a bonus pod.
Yeah. This is very like bonus. Like we were hanging out together.
And we were like, just bring the laptop.
It's yes. Cool. Exactly. Yeah, just bring, you bring the laptop. I'll bring the mic.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
Lindsay Hubhouse Hubbard.
Yes.
Wait. Here's my impression of Lindsay in season 5. Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
How many sandwiches have you made for me? How many sandwiches have you made for me?
Right. Now, if you... I was almost, like, on her side a little bit. Because
me
I'm
too.
Like, you know what?
Yeah, like, why was he working at 10 at night on a weekend?
I have no idea. I was so confused.
And why did they all of a sudden start calling him Stravi? Who is that?
Yeah, I have no idea. I hate him. I hated him. They're not together. I mean, yeah, as everyone knows, they're not together. But, yeah, it was so strange. I don't know. Like, And I feel bad because she always gets put in these situations. Like, now with the whole Carl thing, I'm like, no. Oh, my gosh. Like, she's always, like, put in these situations like
yes,
this.
Yes, Lindsay is a lot.
She is a lot. She is a lot.
And I think she reacts very strongly and then walks back on those reactions. Yes. And maybe she should work on that. But, like,
I need to know what her sign is.
I don't know. I feel like at the end of the day, Lindsay has gotten pulled the short straw a few too many times for my liking. Like, it's just not fair.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching Winter House now, and, like, her and Austin have this weird thing. And, like, I just started season one.
Wait, okay, so you just started... Okay, okay, okay. So, like, you don't know anything that's gonna happen.
And she was like, yeah, like, he spent, like, 4 days with me over New Year's.
Right.
And he told me that in 2021 he's gonna be in a relationship with me. And then she, like, brought it up to him, and he was like, Lindsay, and his talking head was like, Lindsay knows that I go to the fish show for 4 days over New Year's at Madison Square Garden. And, like, showed...
You gotta respect that.
I know. But, okay, but... And she was like, he was like, she knows I'm on a lot of drugs. She knows. And it's like, okay, but you still fucking said that to her. Yeah. You know what I mean? You have to take some accountability for the fact that those words left your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, I love you. Like a sister. And I was like,
no, it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
He thinks he's God's gift to the world, and he's
Austin?
Not that, he's not that great.
Disgusting. Have you watched Southern Charm or
I
no?
I won't watch it. I refuse.
Okay. Yeah, he's on it.
In the one episode of Winter House, they were in the grocery store, and there was, like, a magazine that had something about Madison. He was like, oh, gotta see my ex everywhere I fucking go. All right.
Yeah, like, shut up. No, he's so... They think they're the hottest guys in the world. They're trash. They look horrible. They look hideous.
He's so mid.
I don't know how anybody even gets with them. It's so crazy to me.
Why do him and Craig sound exactly the same?
I know, because they've known each other for so... No, they're the same. They are the same. That's why all their exes go with each other. Like, they will go with each other's exes.
Well, Craig's a page.
Yes.
For 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Which is so wild, because in this episode of season of Winter House, she's trying to get with Andrea.
Yes. Oh,
the Italian guy.
Yeah, and I feel
bad.
And
Craig's there, but Craig has a girlfriend.
Yes. And that all involves... So Summer House also, like, dives into a little bit of, like, Southern Charm, too.
Because I know, they're, like, all, like, mixed up.
It's all mixed up.
Because Winter House is, like, Southern Charm and Summer House.
Yes, exactly. And, yeah. Oh, yeah, you watched season one of Summer House.
Yeah.
So you know that, like...
season one of Winter House is what I'm watching right now.
Yeah, but you've watched Summer House where Vanderpump people come.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So
oh, my God,
that was
Tom
also...
Schwartz is on season three of Winter House.
Yes, I saw that. I am going to watch it because of that. Yeah. He's not okay, but it's okay.
I love him.
I know.
He got pulled a bad lot.
But
life.
Here's my thing with Andrea, and I feel so
not
bad
Sandoval,
for...
Sorry.
No, not Sandoval. Andrea, like, he was played by Paige, and I felt so bad.
Really?
You'll see. Yeah.
No.
Okay, that scared the shit out of me. I thought it was a
light bulb. The Eagles are going to lose.
Who's the other person? Oh, Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Oh, great.
Guys, you heard it here first.
Neil's dad is celebrating right now.
Oh, okay, because he's a Dolphins fan.
He loves the Dolphins. Aww. Iggy loves the Dolphins.
Is that his name?
Iggy.
I'm obsessed. Oh, my gosh.
Ignacio.
Oh,
I love... Wait, I'm obsessed with that.
He's Spanish. He's 100% Spanish.
Yes, yeah.
So my dad is Jig, and Neil's dad's Iggy.
No, this is so crazy.
Jiggy and Iggy.
Wait, Lindsay is a Leo? Wait. She goes Leo by day, Scorpio by night. That's her moon, I guess. She is not okay. Now this explains
Wait, what
so...
is her... Let me see.
That's all it says.
Google Lindsay birth. Lindsay
Zodiac.
Hubbard birth chart.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, click on it. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Okay, if she's a Scorpio and a Leo, like, that explains so much to me, and I actually support her more now than I ever did.
There's motion in your garage, according to the Ring app.
Oh, okay, that's why. A robber's coming, I don't know.
She's a Leo. Oh, wait, here's the chart. Read more. She's a Scorpio moon.
Does not agree with that.
Very... Michael the cat does not.
Yeah.
Agree.
I'm looking for her ascendant or her rising. It won't show me what her rising is. Oh, here we go.
This is so wild.
Ascendant. Wait.
If it's another fire sign, this makes so much sense. I think,
rising sign, Libra.
Wait, this is so crazy.
That's so true for her. She's so those things.
Oh, my. Okay, so, wow, that's a lot. No, this explains. She had a
rough birthday in season 5. The first thing that happened was Carl came in and was like, my brother OD'd and died.
No, it's not funny. It's not funny. But, like, I laugh because, like...
Like, the turn of events later is just, like, poor Lindsay.
Yeah, like, birthday's over for me. Cool. Now I have to go hug this man in the other room. Yeah.
Then Steven did a very, like...
Blah.
It was, like, a private dinner. It was fine. I feel like she was a little too harsh on him, but, like, after, like, the shit he put her through with, like, how many sandwiches have you made for me?
Yeah.
And, like, he was just asking her to get shit and, like, not hang out with her all summer.
And, like, then he, like, takes a table and, like, just...
She was...
Yeah. I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
I am gonna say I love her more now than I ever did because she is a Leo and her...
Scorpio,
which is wild.
I'm a big Lindsay fan.
Yeah, no, I really do love her, and everyone trashes her, but I'm like, no, like, you don't know her then.
She's complicated. Me and Lindsay both have mommy issues, so, like, I get it, girl. I get it. You just want to be seen. I get
it. Yeah. And talking about being seen, we do have so many pop culture moments.
Do we?
That are happening, yes. So, Bad Bunny hosted was the musical guest. SNL. Grace did not watch it. I didn't watch it, but I saw, like, clips of it.
Maybe we'll put it on later if Neil says we can turn off football.
Yeah, that's fine. And he goes, no. He said
no. And second screen.
Yeah.
Second screen.
You're watching SNL. Second screen.
Yeah.
Third screen is my laptop at this point. Okay. But,
save SNL for Wednesday when you guys have both watched it.
Ooh, okay, yeah. So, you know, we're not going to comment anymore on this. No, we're done.
Thank you to our producer.
Thank you.
Yeah,
he's making a sandwich. How many sandwiches have you made for me?
He's like,
that's the title of the episode.
Yeah, how many sandwiches have you made for me?
In all caps, question marks, exclamation points, the whole shebang.
Wait, okay. And then in parentheses, surprise Sunday episode.
Yeah.
That's what it'll be. Okay. Oh my gosh!
Love it. Meryl Streep separated for 7 years.
The mic is here.
7 years. Hey, it's a surround sound, bitch.
Oh, okay, good.
Michael Fart.
So guys, how do we feel about Meryl Streep and her husband not being together for 7 years?
She's fucking somebody else.
Can you? No, that's all I thought about. I was like, who is she having sex
with? Like, hot for 70.
I have a comment.
Say it.
Neil didn't want to be on the bus.
Girl is like, yo, Leo's gross. I don't fuck with Leonardo DiCaprio because he only dates 28-year-olds.
But or under, or less.
Meryl Streep, if it came out on Dumois tomorrow that she was dating a 25-year-old hunk, all of you would be like, that's my fucking girl. Get it.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't.
You'd be like, Meryl Streep's hot. Meryl Streep's mommy.
She's mommy. She is mommy. And don't you ever fucking take that name in vain again. She's mommy.
That's another title. Meryl Streep is mommy. That's what this episode is.
Because my rule is that your partner has to be older than your kids.
Yes.
Your partner has to be older than your kids.
Can you imagine? Oh my gosh.
Otherwise, it's weird.
Yes.
Can I have a slice of that?
Because then it's like you're technically like, if you're the step parent.
You're just going to eat my God, a prosciutto! Piece of prosciutto in front of a vegan Italian.
It's okay. No, I am crying because I loved prosciutto. It was my favorite thing of all time, but
I'm eating it very suggestively too, like I'm taunting him.
Yeah, like she's waving in front of me. That's fine. It's fine. No, you'll never see me eat it. It's okay. But yeah, no, you are right about that. Like, if my parents got divorced and then they were, like, dating someone my age, I would freak the fuck out. It would be so weird. I don't like that.
No.
So you are right about that. Because before that, I was like, absolutely, like, I would be fine with it. Bye. No. But now you are so freaking right. I would not be okay. But
I'm looking it up.
It's just so crazy to me, but I did think about that. I was like, wait, is she dating people? Like, this is strange. But it says that they've been living separate lives.
6 years ago. They separated 6 years ago. 6 years, but remained married. Oh, 6 years.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Michael, you know who made me that thing that he just dropped?
Who?
Steven.
Steven who?
Dela Cruz.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it.
Isn't it nice? I put the coaster in it, but...
Oh, okay.
It fit perfectly. Isn't that really nice?
Love that.
It's like a wood shop.
I'm obsessed with that.
I miss them.
Yeah, this is him. This is that Meryl Streep and husband, Don Gummer.
There's motion in your garage again. Years.
Wait, I need to know what's happening in my garage. Oh, that was the screenshot. Look.
Wait, no, but when I was looking at Lindsay's chart, it there was...
It popped up. Yeah. That's not yet.
Okay.
Someone's probably
so
home.
So, Meryl Streep's oldest child...
Is, I think,
hold
like...
On. I'm looking right now.
And she's 30.
No, I'm looking right now.
And they all look like her.
Is a boy.
Oh!
Named Henry.
What? Can I see a photo?
There is no photo right now, but we'll find one.
Oh,
and
wow.
Her oldest child is 43.
What? I mean, yeah, I guess because she's older.
I think 43 is old enough that it's not weird that she's fucking a 27-year-old.
That's true.
No.
Oh.
No, I think...
You stop thinking, you're not thinking of your mom as a mom. That's like a grandma. So you're like, go have fun. G-mom.
No, yeah. I think that, like, because how old is Meryl?
I thought you said 74.
She is 74. Did I say that?
I'm not saying her kid has to meet him.
No, I think that she should date someone within, like, 50 to 74. Like, she doesn't need to date someone.
Him in the mirror.
He thinks it's another cat. Hours. He'll just stand there and cry.
Staring
and
in the mirror.
That's you, dude. You know that.
Yeah.
He'll, like, zoom around the house and then stop in the mirror and be like... And I'm like, okay.
How are you still here?
He tries to catch the mirror off guard.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. But, okay.
No,
wow.
I think, like... Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I can't believe it. But
we'll see.
Meryl
yeah, no,
looks
that
good.
Was why. Now
she was really good in that. Whatever work Meryl. Right.
What if Meryl Streep came out and she was dating a 28-year-old woman?
No.
I don't know. I would probably stan. I don't
see?
Know. This is so crazy.
I wouldn't.
I'm a hypocrite. Oh my god. Cancel me.
There's more motion in your garage.
Oh, it's my dad.
Let's see. Is there a photo of him?
It's my dad. No, it's just him in his bag. That's all it is.
We love him. Honestly, George's parents are the parents I wish I had growing up.
Thank you. Stop. My gosh.
My parents will never listen to this. They don't love me enough.
Okay. They're not going to listen to it. It's right. My parents either. Probably won't.
Felicia definitely listens to the podcast.
My mom does listen. Yeah, I'm like, don't listen. I'm like, don't listen to next week's episode.
Why? We're talking so nicely.
No. I'm just saying, sometimes I'll say, like, don't listen to this week's episode if I talk, like, crazy or something.
She can listen to this one.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Whatever.
I don't even care.
She was kind of nervous that she was on her favorite podcast when she called.
Right, yeah. She was like, oh.
Oh, my God, let me hang up.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, we're filming the podcast. And she's like, oh, my God, I'll hang up. I'm like, well, no, we paused it. It's fine.
I love her. I'm obsessed with Felicia. I've always been. She's the hottest. I love her.
But,
she's the most fun,
she's the
most
hottest.
Hot, best.
Yeah.
The hottest mom. Sorry, Felicia, I'm making you uncomfortable. I just love you.
It's all right. No, it's fine. She'll be like, oh, thank you. But, yeah, so whatever. Like, I think it's so crazy. But here's my thing, and that this is what I was telling you. I was like, I wonder who else is going to come forward. Because first it was Jada and Will. Now it's this. Who do you think next would come forward just by looking at them? Like, would be a couple that was like that. And now I'm, like, thinking.
There's, like no, like, long-standing couples anymore.
Yeah, no, a lot
and
of them.
And Dumois, like, one of the really long-standing ones, because a lot of the long-standing ones have already said, like, Hugh Jackman and his wife.
Yes! Oh, my gosh! Yeah.
But, like, Dumois is very strong in the on her position that, like, Robert Downey Jr. and his wife will never break up. And I believe that. Like, he has been addicted to drugs and alcohol.
Yes,
and,
he
like,
has been
he got
through.
Clean and he's, like, amazing. Doing yes. Amazing. So, like, I don't think it's... They're definitely, like, safe forever. Like, nothing's yeah. ever going to happen. They're going to die old together. But, like, I don't know. Like,
so that's how I feel.
Who's a long-standing relationship?
Right. But that's literally how I feel about Goldie Hawn and her husband. What's his name?
Kurt Russell.
Yes. I feel like them, too. They would
They just
have too much fun. Where I'm like, no, there's no fucking way.
I love them so.
They're the best. I love them. I just want to be with them on holidays. Like,
yes.
I don't know.
Okay, so you know that. So Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
And Don Johnson.
Okay.
Were married. They had Dakota Johnson.
Oh.
That's Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Wait.
Am I right? No, I'm not right.
You're like, now that this is false news, actually.
Look it up.
We're both, like, on our phones. Wait. Wow. Did you hear?
No, it's Kate Hudson. I fucked up.
Okay, it's okay.
No, who? Oh, Melanie Griffith. And Don Johnson
yes,
are Dakota Johnson's
Dakota
parents.
Dakota Johnson, yes,
I can't believe
yes,
I fucked
yes.
it up. I love Kate Hudson. Okay, yes. Goldie Hawn and whatever had, but she,
yes,
she
Melanie
considers,
Griffith, Dakota Johnson.
But yeah, but Kurt Russell considers Kate Hudson like his.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I love them. No, yeah. But yeah, Melanie Griffith. And Antonio Banderas are another couple who will never break up. They give me Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, and that's why I got confused.
Oh, okay, okay,
I
okay,
can't
okay.
believe that's... Babe, that's the first time, I think, in my life I've ever gotten a sled fact wrong.
Wrong.
I'm, like, gonna kill myself later. Like, I'm not okay about this.
Yeah, no, it's
God.
Okay.
George,
it's
okay. Do we only have, like, 2 minutes left?
No. No, I paused this, so that's not gonna play. No, it's fine.
Oh,
wait, also, did you hear that Britney Spears in her book was saying that she had, like, rough sex with that one actor, and I forgot who it was.
Who?
Oh, my gosh. Now I have to look it up.
No. But, no, like I'm saying, though, Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn never breaking up. Melanie
yes.
Griffith, Antonio Banderas never breaking
right.
up. I don't know who's going to be next. Okay. Wait, I'm really glad Gwyneth Paltrow is going away.
Oh, let's talk about that. I don't need. I don't really care, actually.
I hate
I'm
her.
Like, whatever. If she's here, she's here. She's not.
She's annoying.
I just don't like how she's like...
With that trial, she was like, it felt like years were taken off my life, or whatever she fucking said. Like, yeah. She was like, it was a nightmare. Okay, I bet it was a fucking nightmare for him, too.
For
when
him,
he ran
too.
Into
right.
his bitch.
And, like, also, that would be me, I think. I would also be, like, the same way. Like, you know what? It also took... Okay, here we go. Also, now in my Google...
Colin Farrell!
Yes, in my Google history, it's going to say Britney Spears rough sex, but it's okay.
It's okay. One time, my friend wanted to watch a Kim Kardashian sex tape, and so I pulled it up on my phone for her, and then I went to a party later that day, and when I tried to Google something in front of other people, the first thing that came up was, like, Pornhub Kim Kardashian sex
no!
tape, and I wanted to kill myself.
Did you tell them the context?
They didn't
of what
even,
happened?
I just like pretended it never happened. It was so... My friend Cecilia loves to make all of her friends watch the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Okay,
with her.
All right. I have watched
it. So I have seen
it.
It.
Yeah, yeah. I have seen it too, just because I was very interested. I'm like, let me see what this is all about.
She's like,
it was
yeah,
whatever.
Baby, I'm taking that dick. Yeah.
Ew. It was like whatever. It wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like, ooh. So, yeah, in her memoir, she
all
reveals...
Right, what couple, if you get to pick,
okay.
what celebrity couple would you want a sex tape? For the gossip, for
who
the vibes.
Who? Give us some options.
Because they're hot. No, you get to pick.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Wait.
Let's end the episode with some fuck, marry, kill. From
I'll go
Neil.
First.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Who, which sex tape do you want? Neil's sex tape.
Ben and J-Lo. J-Lo's got a fat ass,
yeah.
and I want Ben to be smoking a cigarette and drinking a Dunkin' during. Or as soon...
Immediately.
As soon as he finishes, he, like, rushes to the bedside table to...
Where there's a waiting cigarette
and a lit cigarette and a Dunkin'. Yeah. And he does that face.
Yeah, with the meme. Where he's, like, so stressed out. Poor guy. Okay.
Who did you want to see?
Oh my god. I'm currently looking right now. Yeah. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. No, I'm joking. I don't even know. Is this crazy?
You're gonna have to tell your mom to stop at a certain point.
Yeah, stop at 55 minutes. Thank you.
No,
wait,
at 50 minutes.
At 50 minutes. Right. Yeah, you gotta give her time.
Buffer it.
I don't know. Do you have someone? Wait, this is so... I don't know. Like, what is a... what? I want, like, a good-looking couple.
I don't think Ryan's hot.
Like, Blake Lively,
you were gonna say? Good-looking, right? Like, I don't think he's hot. I think he's mid.
You have to... Like, yeah, if I'm gonna say someone, they both have to look good to me. Wait, this is the hardest...
Yeah, I'm not... I'll just take the girl being hot.
Okay.
I don't think Ben Affleck heavy breathing would do it for me, but...
J-Lo. You're Ben Affleck coded. That's why you want to see that.
Yeah, or like
I just want to see a man who loves nicotine and Dunkin'.
That's you. Yes. You're literally wearing you're literally wearing like a band Dunkin' sweater.
Yeah.
Like
I was gonna say that looks like a Dunkin' sweatshirt, but
it is, but it's Hot Mulligan instead. You'll be fine.
Okay. This is so
Oh my god. Are you just like Googling I'm celebrity
just,
couples?
Literally, I just literally looked up hot celebrity couples. Hot. But they have to be hot.
Don't say it.
You don't want it?
Who?
Tyler
and
Travis.
No, I don't want to see that.
You're like,
That's like my tertiary response. Like my third down the list. Second, okay.
Okay, I got it. Adam Sandler and his wife.
What?
His wife?
Yes. I just feel like they are that kind of couple that, like, don't look good looking, but at the same time, you're like, they probably are...
Have good sex?
Yeah, they probably would make an incredible sex tape.
Oh, yeah, because it'd be pretty funny.
She's an actress, too. Allegedly.
She was in the movie. He put his whole family in that movie.
So. He put, yeah. She
was... And, you're so not invited to my bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah or whatever it is.
I have not watched it yet, but I will.
I haven't watched it yet. I want to watch it, too.
All right, I want
Shaq. Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus.
Ooh, and?
The girl she was dating that one time.
That has to be current.
Oh, my. Oh.
Miley Cyrus and me. No, I'm just kidding.
Should I change my answer?
Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry.
Neil said, can I change? Oh, yeah, I watched that. Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry, little Legolas.
I would watch.
Will he wear the Legolas outfit?
Legolas? What is that?
Lord of the Rings, baby. That's his claim to fame, bitch.
No, I've watched Lord of the Rings. Absolutely.
Yeah, have you? Potatoes?
Yeah.
Mash them, fry them, stick them in a stew? Is it mash them, fry them, stick them in, but is it mash them?
Yeah, so you know what? Maybe I'll change my answer to Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry because they're a hot couple. Like, both
they're
of them
hot.
Are...
They are a hot, they're a good-looking couple, yeah.
And,
you have to agree, wouldn't you agree?
I like to see Katy Perry's Gazumbas bouncing all around.
Chumbawamba?
Right, yeah.
Tia and Tamaris?
Tia and Tamaris.
Neil and I like to come up with different names for boobs.
None of those are yours.
We got Tia and Tamaris, Chumbawambas, Gazumbas. What's the other one I just said?
Mommy Milkers.
Tia and Tamara.
Like, I feel like I said this on the podcast before. I want a boob job, but...
Okay.
I want...
Hey, now you can tell...
I want the boobs to be modeled after the mommy milkers I have and I'm pregnant.
Oh,
so they're, like, still my boobs.
Who is your true detective actress?
Like, who do you look at?
Alexandria Daddario has the perfect titties.
Let me see.
Her titties are perfect. Google Alexandria Daddario titties true detective.
Wait, Alexandria,
perfect titties.
What's her last name?
Daddario. Daddio. No, I'm just kidding. You know her. Google.
Oh, yes, all right, yes,
come
yes.
Come on, I'm going to add it for you.
Thank you.
Titties.
Guys, the amount of, like, my Google history today is alarming.
Oh, X videos. Alexandra Nugent. It's in here.
Oh, she really does have.
There's like a full penis. She's like.
Oh, oh no. That's her? Wait, oh, that's. No. What the fuck is happening?
You have to skip the ad.
Oh, that's an ad.
Sorry, George. No, I'm sorry.
I'm like, okay, now we're watching. Oh, wait.
You have save search on. That's her butt. I know. I'm sorry. I'm into X videos. Don't be mad at me. There.
Oh my god.
There.
They are like, they are perfect.
Sorry, I went to X.
No, it's literally, I have X videos on my, it's fine.
Aren't they nice?
Okay, they're perfect. Yeah.
She has perfect tits.
They are perfect. So this is, so the one and only Snooki.
We're getting a little
Nicole Snooki Polizzi.
Polizzi.
Said, if you want a boob job, do it after you have kids.
Yes, no, okay, I know. Okay, good. That's why I want them to be modeled after my own mommy milkers.
Oh, your own. Okay,
that's
okay,
my
okay,
push
okay.
present for pushing out his three big-headed kids.
Perfect, perfect. That's, yeah. And talking about
you
children.
You have to pay for it. I don't want a Gucci bag. And I want a luxury, I want a, like,
an item.
A luxury item after every birth, too. And then the big one is
love that.
Because you know him. You know this bitch is going to have postpartum depression. You know.
Putting a Nest cam on the bathtub.
Yeah. The
if the microphone didn't pick that up, Neil said he's going to put a Nest cam on the bathtub so I don't drown our children. I have Campari.
What is that?
It's like bitter, more bitter Aperol, but I can put it in the margarita next time.
We could try that. Batch. We could try that.
George is like, I'm leaving at 5:30. George, you're leaving at 8 p.m.
I know. I'm leaving at, yeah, I know. This is horrible. Great.
I'm curing your Sunday scaries, though.
No, yeah, no, thank you. Because I'm forgetting about it. And then the last thing we have to talk about.
Wait, I have a surprise for us.
Oh, okay. We do have one more thing to discuss today. What is this?
Candy, you want one?
Okay.
Which one do you want?
I'll do the Tootsie Roll. I haven't had a Tootsie Roll in so long.
I'll do a Tootsie Roll, too. Oh, my God. I don't have any more. I'll do one of these.
Okay. I'll do a Tootsie Roll. We have a new one.
The winners drop. The Bears are up by, like, 3 dozen.
You guys, if you ever want some candy, go to Party City, and they have a really good deal, and you can just pick whatever you want.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, at Five Below, they get this shit, too. Blah, blah, blah. It's so fun.
Wait, and how much do I...
This was $3, and there's some that I have eaten already.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's a lot for $3. It's, it's 10 pieces per dollar, so.
Can we talk about how candy is so expensive?
Not at Party City.
Yeah, not at Party City. But, like, I went to Target, $20 for a bag. And it's, like, nothing crazy. It's nothing crazy at all. All right, one more thing we have to talk about,
our last thing is...
Hold on. George, what's trick-or-treating like in your neighborhood? Because it seems like a heavy trick-or-treater neighborhood.
It's a good neighborhood.
Yeah, I feel like it's heavy, yeah.
Yeah, mom, people... she feels like a heavy handful giver-outer.
She's the opposite. She will not even buy candy. The kids are out here buying candy. Yeah, we have to buy the candy. Yeah, no, she's the kind, she's like, I don't know, I don't care. She's like,
but
I don't want to do
it. Like, she's when you buy the candy, then she gives all of it out to, like, one
group
of trick-or-treaters.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, she does, yeah. She's like, here you go. Yeah, no, she does, yeah.
I can't tell you the amount of times I've gotten fed at George's house. Italian. Yeah, I always get fed
there.
It's
always
say Mediterranean, because Spanish people are the same way.
Yeah.
Neil's grandma.
All the Mediterranean, yeah.
Neil's grandma, like, doesn't drink, but she'll, like, keep beers. For us.
I love that.
And she makes us drink them. We're like, no. She's like, have one. I'm like, yeah. All right, grandma.
I love that. Yeah. Taylor Swift, her tour movie came out. Have you seen the videos of the girls jumping in
doing
the sea?
Like the circle?
The circle. Like.
It's a little odd, but like, just let them have their fun, I guess. I don't know.
So, I'm on both ends of it. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yes, this is fun. It's a tour. It's like a concert movie. But at the same time, it's like, maybe let the people listen to her, like, sing. And I don't know. Like, they're so loud. Some videos I've seen, like, you can't even hear Taylor Swift.
See, that would get me mad.
Yeah. And some people were, like, standing up right in front of other people that were sitting. And that's when I'm like, that's messed up. Like, if you want to go, then go down.
Yeah, like, have fun, but, like, don't make everyone else, don't ruin somebody else's time. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. And yeah. The tickets were $19.89.
Because so that's the price of her, that's the name of her right. album. The album that she's doing right now.
Yes. So, but I'm like, why would she price hike it? 1989.
They could have charged 13, which is her lucky number.
Yes, they could have just done that. But instead, 1989. So, that's it. I was like, this is wild. Wow. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's all Damn. We have today. This you was guys, a crazy episode.
It was really another, long.
Yeah, another long episode. Love it.
And we just recorded one a couple days ago.
We just recorded one, and we're going to record probably another one.
On Wednesday. We just have to, like, do it in person, I think.
Yeah, it's
Offers
fun.
Just come down. Or, yeah. like, maybe we could switch or something. Like, yeah, I'll yeah, come yeah. down, you come up, whatever. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but guys.
Anyway, you guys, look out for Taylor at the Chiefs game at, like, 4-something.
Yeah. Yeah, this is coming out, like, now. Like, when
we're gonna like, post
like we're
it
done
now.
With this and we posted it, so it's out. Yeah. So like,
it's, like
when
pretty
it's
much
out,
like it's live.
It's
so.
Live, yeah. So that's it. So thank you everyone so much for tuning in.
We love you guys
for this special episode, and tune in this week.
This for week for a new episode on Friday, bonus episode, bitches.
Bonus episode.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.